Hello everyone, welcome back to the Irene and Rosa Pupil Cast. On this lovely getting on into December time, happy holidays, it's the 19th. Pretty soon Santa Claus is going to be slipping down your chimney in a nice way and saying ho 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 and here's some coal or here's some switches or here's some presents for the good little boys and girls. She's been good. She's been very good company since she and I have been locked in the basement here in our Tallahassee, Florida mansion. It's been a while for that now, but we were hoping pretty much just to ride out the holiday season down here in the wine cellar. Seems like a nice and appropriate place to spend the holidays, I would say. Rose has been telling me about some new things that she's got going on. But she's got an overactive thyroid, which causes her to be really fluffy at times. Honestly, I'm just going to have to wait till this music stops before I can start talking again. It's a little bit too hyperactive. It must be very much the way people feel when they're trying to do that last-minute Christmas shopping, or if you're feeling particularly fanatical, which is the theme of tonight's PeopleCast, the best fanatics that we could possibly find. Rose has been looking very hard for her favorite fanatics, and so have I. She naturally prefers fast heart-beated animals like squirrels and rabbits, where I tend to move towards the religious zealots myself. Thank you.
George, you can't afford to waste good liquor. Not on your salary, not on an associate professor's salary. So here I am, stuck with this flop, this bog in the history department,
Martha.
Who's married to the president's daughter, who's expected to be somebody, not just a nobody, a bookworm, who's so goddamn complacent that he can't make anything out of himself, that doesn't have the guts to make anything.
In the name I am that I am, Sanat Kumara, I call forth the light of the living word, beloved Elohim, beloved archangels, beloved mighty Choans of the rays and the lords of karma. I call for the action of beloved Pallas Athena, beloved goddess of liberty, beloved Nada, beloved Kuan Yin, beloved Portia, beloved great divine director, beloved all-seeing eye of God, Cyclopea. Let God's will be done, let God's will be done, let God's will be done. I demand the action of the sacred fire in this hour. Descend, O mighty cosmos, secret rays. I am the holding of the balance of Lord Gautama Buddha, beloved Sanat Kumara, and the seven holy Kumaras. I call upon the sacred fire. I call upon the light of God that never fails. Beloved, mighty I Am Presence, come forth in this hour of the victory. Come forth in this hour of the victory of the God flame. I demand the full power of beloved mighty victory be with us this night. Beloved Jesus and Kuthumi, Lord Maitreya, Gautama and Sanat Kumara, come forth now in the victory of the God flame. Blaze the light of 10,000 suns. Beloved mighty Astraea, mighty Astraea, mighty Astraea, lock your cosmic circle and sword of the flame around this force field now. I call upon the great central sun magnet. I call upon the light of God that never fails. Beloved Astraea, beloved Astraea, beloved Astraea. I call upon the electronic solar rings of the great central sun, the seraphim of God. I call for the electronic fire rings. I call for the rings of the great central sun. I call for the great central sun magnet and the full power of Helios and Nesta. Descend now into this force field. Descend now into this force field. Descend now into this force field. Let God's will be done. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Mother, we dedicate this service now to the tackling of the beast and the dragon that gave it power behind the entire momentum of rock music on this planetary home. And we stand before the altar of the Most High God, clothed upon with the armor of the mighty archangels and the seraphim of God. We stand this day to challenge the very cause and core of evil, of the depths of death and hell, and out of the pit of the fallen ones who have moved against the light bearers and our youth, and the ones sent and the children of the light to subvert them by the syncopated rhythm of the fallen ones and the misuse of the 4/4 time. Burn through mighty I Am Presence, beloved mighty Astraea, item in the action of your sacred fire. Bind now every tool of the sinister force. Bind the fallen ones, all the promoters of rock music, the composers, and those who execute it. Blaze the light through, blaze the light through. Item in the binding of all animal magnetism, malicious, ignorant, sympathetic, and malicious. Burn through and encircle the very cause and core of it now. Blaze the light of 10,000 suns. Blaze the light of 10,000 suns. Blaze the light of 10,000 suns. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Mother, amen.
His eyes are glazed, his cheeks are thin. He's not been taking food in. It's obvious. A shadow of his former self. I recommend a yellow pill. Tasty, tasty yellow pill. ABC and the kind that's full of vitamins.
Thank you. Thank you.
stay close to recognize the whole feature. For if you sink into your past, the dust of ladies will keep us. Your eyes, my dear, are so dark.
Taking them, but when they start parachuting out of the air, they'll shoot some of our innocent babies. I don't want to see this, Christine, because they got to shoot me to get through to some of these people. I'm not letting them take your jar. Can you let them take your jar?
See John die?
What's that?
You mean you want to see John, the little one who
came? I want to see. Peace.
Are you saying that you think he thinks more of them than other children here?
John.
That's what you're saying?
But you're acting. Do you think I'd put John's life above others? If I put John's life above others, I wouldn't be standing with his jar. I'd send John out. He could go out on the driveway tonight.
Because he's young. They're young.
I know, but he's no different to me than any of these children here. He's just one of my children. I don't prefer one above another. I don't prefer him above you, Jara. I can't do that. I can't separate myself from your actions or his actions. If you'd done something wrong, I'd stand with you. If they wanted to come and get you, they'd have to take me.
And we're all ready to go. If you tell us we have to give our lives now, we're ready. I'm pretty sure all the rest of the sisters and brothers are with me.
Oh,
Neither Rosa and I are sure who took us down that garden path, but we have ended up here about 37 minutes before we started this Irene and Rosa people cast for this lovely almost December the 18th, 2007. We're going to do the countdown in descending order, starting with what you are hearing now. It's from Giorgio Moroder and the soundtrack to Midnight Express. Prior to that, Emile Richards from the Stones album, a little Shi Yi Yi to spice things up, a contemporary sonata for the piano and played on the piano. The Mexicana State Sunshine Group did one of our nation's favorites, a little Wake Me Up with the Chinese Orchestra. Prior to that, the collection of the late Howl Bend did a song off of their new album. Ronaldo and the Loaf played the Vitamin Song. Well, they didn't actually play it. I played the Vitamin Song by Ronaldo and the Loaf. Claire Prophet did her best to keep out the beasts and dragons. A little bit from the soundtrack of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf with some whale sounds mixed in just to make it extra spooky. And prior to that, People Like Us from the album Stifled Love, and started the whole shebang off with another Emile Richards song just to keep in with the continuity. Well, we don't have
too much time left before
I get really tired.
Before I get really tired and have to go to sleep.
It's kind of hard for you to tell on that end.
Rose and I have been doing this for a while now.
It's past my bedtime. So if I don't go to bed soon, I'm going to start having strange dreams. I've been dreaming a lot about zombies recently, but that's because we've been watching a lot of zombie movies down here. Seems appropriate with it being Florida and all, but in all of my zombie dreams recently, the zombies have only been trying to eat the house plants. Like, so it's not interested anymore about eating brains or human flesh or spreading disease or anything of that sort. It's they just come in and go straight for the. Straight for the house plants, the hanging baskets. I really enjoy a healthy. Really, a healthy Boston fern. They tend to stay away from the philodendrons or the rubber plant. Fortunately, because that one's not mine. I'm just keeping it for somebody. So, the cacti, they tend to like those too, but they take them from the roots and. They just eat the bottoms off. So it's been, if I stay up too late, I'm afraid that I'm going to have more plant-eating zombie dreams. But so we can listen to a little more Giorgio Moroder. One more song that's particularly fantastic. And then end it all off with a little, some Pax Titania from an album. First album with Procession of the Giants. So there you go. Sit back and relax, take your shoes off, and rub your feet in the shaggy wool carpet, because that's where it's most comfortable, and it does the best good. And we'll get right down to it. Rosa, it's your turn.
Thank you. La ilaha illallah, 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 Oh,